Pencil factory model is damaged in fight. Atlanta Journal, August 16, 1913. Lamar Rucker and Max Swain, reporter, scrap, adjoining courtroom. A fight between Lamar Rucker, an attorney from Athens, and Maxwell Swain, representative of the Atlanta Star, at the trial of Leo M. Frank, badly damaged the 6-foot-long model of the pencil factory introduced by the defense and scanned by numerous witnesses on the stand in illustrating their stories. The model had been stored in the press room, adjoining court. Mr. Rucker, who formerly lived in Atlanta, and Mr. Swain were total strangers to each other until the encounter introduced them. Mr. Swain insisted that Mr. Rucker had attempted audaciously to cut off his Swain's mustache, which, incidentally, is a mustache among mustaches. Mr. Rucker did not explain his side of the disagreement. In their struggle, Mr. Rucker to cut the mustache and Mr. Swain to compel a desistance, they sat down upon the model, whereupon a report started among the facetious newspaper men that Mr. Swain had attempted to chuck Mr. Rucker down the elevator shaft. Other newspaper men interfered, and all policing duties had been performed when one of the deputy sheriffs attached to the trial poked his head in the door and grinned.